City Council meeting for Tuesday, July 6, 2021 is called order. Invocation by Councilman Jerry Johnson, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Father, we love you. We just thank you for this wonderful day you've given us. We thank you for the sunshine when you give it to us. We thank you for the rain when you give it to us, Lord. And even though we are really swearing that we've had enough rain on an island, but Lord, you know when to stop it. You know when to start it. You know, everything revolves around you, and your plan is perfect all the time. So we thank you for it, Lord. But we just ask protection on our residents and our people that are here. Keep them out of harm's way, Lord, and help their decisions be smart and whenever they're approaching water, that's standing or whatever. But we thank you. Tonight we are especially thankful for our schools and the leadership in our schools, Lord. And as they prepare for a new year, we just ask blessings on them. But tonight we lift up Mary Catherine Law, the new principal for the elementary school. Lord, we just thank you for her. We pray for wisdom and courage, and we pray for knowledge and understanding for her as she takes on this very important role. Because all of us remember everything that goes on in elementary school, no matter what age we are. So, Lord, we just ask blessings on her, the entire staff of the elementary school. As they prepare for a new year and more students than they had this past year, give them the courage and the knowledge and understanding and the wisdom to lead those children, K-4 through 6, to be wonderful citizens for our city and for our country. But thank you. We just ask blessings on the mayor and the city council and our entire city, Lord. We ask blessings on our everyone here. Lead and guide and direct us to make the right decisions that are in the best interest of Orange Beach and for the citizens. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers is out. Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenney?
Here.
Entertain a motion. Consider tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Who took my pen? I got one there. This is not a clicker. All right, consideration of the previous minutes from our work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 6-8-2021. No objections to the reading of the minutes will be waived. Corrections to the minutes? There are no corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements by council? You want to introduce?
Yeah.
Where's Mary Catherine? Did she come?
Yes.
She's here.
She's here.
She's here.
Stand up, wave, everybody. This is our new elementary school principal. Glad to have you.
I will say that I saw something that someone has been homeschooling their child all the way through, posted today that they're putting them in the elementary school, and I'm going to tell you, it's probably going to attribute to you and their confidence level in you. So keep it up already.
Anybody else? Anybody got an announcement? All right. Auditing accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. Any opposed? I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. A couple of presentations. Please announce the formal group. Yep.
Good evening, Council, Mayor. Most of you know me already. I'm Ryan with Operation Reconnect. We'll keep this very brief, but I just wanted to let everybody know on September 11th this year, it is also the 20th anniversary of 9/11, we will be hosting a salute to service at the wharf. And that is simply, it's not really about Operation Reconnect. It's about our community saluting the service of the last 20 years, military, law enforcement, first responders, and include everybody. So we're still laying the groundwork and the final plans for it, but it will be Saturday, September 11th at the Wharf, and we'll release more information as we have it for you. Just wanted to see if we could get the blessing of the city. Being here in our hometown, we don't need anything. There may be a request for a possible in-kind donation of some resources, whether it be road signs or something of that nature. We're not trying to make a large, crazy event by any means. So just wanted to make everybody aware of it.
Feel free to make it as large and crazy as you want. Well, anything you need, call me.
Okay? Exactly.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for your support.
We'll do it, buddy. All you know that.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor, may I say something real quick, please?
Please.
Was contacted today by the Friends of Army Aviation. They're the group that brings the helicopter in here and does the rides on the Huey. They will be back on August 18th and 19th at the Wharf, and will be giving rides or, you know, doing pay rides on those days. So if you get an opportunity to come out and support them, they do a really good job with what they do with their organization.
Do you know how many they flew?
I do not know the numbers last time they had mechanical errors that kept them down for half of one day, and I know the rest of the time they were completely booked up.
Okay. Good, yes, good to hear. All right. Anybody else? Okay, if not, moving to new business under miscellaneous.
Do we have a presentation from the intern?
From the
one? That was tonight.
Is it tonight? Is he? Not tonight? It's not tonight. Okay. I didn't want to scare you.
But you were you were ready if it was, all right? If it was, you were ready. Nah, that's what I
mean. Yes, sir.
All right.
I was ready.
Approval of special events, retail liquor license application for Eat City's annual Swedish Chef, September 17th, Main Street.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the city clerk to give notice of intent to vacate unimproved right-of-way east of Andrews Lane.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a software license agreement, station automation, doing business as PST, PS Tracks. Mm-hmm. Is that it? Narcotics tracking software, fire department.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution reappointing members of the Gulf Shores Orange Beach Tourism Board of Directors.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution amending recreation membership fees.
Move to adopt a resolution.
Second.
Discussion? Please, are we on Facebook? We are not going up on residence fees. This is just folks outside the city of Orange Beach, because I know as soon as somebody reads that, they're going to say,
yes.
Built
yes.
a new building, they're going up on the fees. But we're not. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution professional services agreement. Duncan Counts, LLC, lobbying services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of a Southeastern Conference 2021's Women's Soccer Championship Venue Championship Event Agreement.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of marina slip license agreement with Wharf Entertainment.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for Hailstorm HVAC repairs, Orange Beach Event Center, Star Service, $214,975.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
I thought it was custom service. Like custom air, didn't we say custom service?
Oh, that was the last time. Yes, this is.
Thank you.
So we paying the right people? Okay. We'll make sure. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of a grant award agreement with National Audubon Society, stewardship of coastal Alabama beach nesting bird habitat.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a service agreement, Coastal Fire Solutions, Alarm Monitoring, Adult Fitness Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with McCullough Architecture, provide professional services, Sportsplex scoreboard design, $1,900.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract, Alex Huffman, Golf Instruction Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, moving to public hearing. Okay, we will have a presentation by Griffin, followed by questions from the council, then open the floor up, then move on. Take it away, Griffin.
This is a planned unit development request for the Mississippi Avenue PUD. It's located at 5326 Mississippi Avenue. The property is currently zoned RS1. And this is a request for preliminary and final PUD approval to rezone 10 acres from RS1 to planned unit development for a single-family residential subdivision. That'll have 27 lots, and there will also be common area and peer access for the subdivision residents. The Planning Commission considered this at their meeting last month, gave it a favorable recommendation on a 7-0 vote. This slide just shows the aerial location map that's it's located on Mississippi Avenue, south of the Perdido Gate subdivision. If we go to the next slide, get into some more information about the PUD plan. It's 27 lots proposed. The neighborhood will be gated. The right-of-way and the streets are going to be privately owned and maintained. There will be two streets in the subdivision, Daybreak Lane being the main one, and then Moonside Cove will be the rear alley for lot 16 through 26. The driveway access will be provided for two single-family houses that are to the south. They currently have that access. There will be no access onto East Oak Ridge Drive in the Perdido Gate subdivision. And at request of Planning Commission, they added 22 overflow parking spaces throughout the subdivision. We'll see that map momentarily. The PUD will have common area perimeters for landscaping and tree preservation. There's a 10-foot common area perimeter on the north and south sides of the subdivision, and then a 15-foot perimeter on the west side along Mississippi. Common area to the east of lot 14 will be for the preservation of a 34-inch oak tree. Lots 11 through 13, these are waterfront lots, and they will all have private slips. And the common area appears located between lots 12 and 13. Average lot size, so more than 10,900 square feet. The lot size range between 8,250 to 26,014 square feet. Lot widths are 75 feet, with the exception of lot 20, which will be 71 feet. If we go to our next slide, this is the revised master plan showing the locations of the overflow parking spaces. You have about 17. There are going to be parallel spaces along Daybreak Lane. And between lots 10 and 11, there'll be five regular spaces. This is located up in the northern part of the subdivision. Next slide, as we do with all PUD plans, we ask the applicants to present a by right plan. And the applicant did in this case and showed that they could still do 27 lots, as you know, they are proposing 27. However, with this by right plan, there are no common area perimeters to the north, south, or west. There's going to be minimum tree preservation, and there'll be no rear alley for the lot 16 through 26. Next slide. Most planning unit developments do ask or request waivers to the zoning and the subdivision requirements, and this is based on RS1 zoning, which is the current zoning. When you look at the lot size, 9,000 is what's required. Lots 1 through 9, these are located on the north side of the subdivision up against Perdido Gate. They are asked to be under that at 8,250 square feet. Now, these lots will have a 10-foot perimeter between it and the Perdido Gate subdivision to the north. So if that perimeter was included in these lots, they would be over the 9,000 requirement. The rear setback is 20 feet is what required, but on lots 1 through 10, again, these are on the north side, they're requesting a 10-foot rear setback. And again, there's that 10-foot perimeter that's going to be between these lots and Perdido Gate. So in actuality, it is a 20-foot setback. Lot width, lot 20 is the exception. This is in the southwest corner of the subdivision, and it's requesting the reduction to width for the perimeter area along Mississippi, and that's for tree preservation in this area. The right-of-way width and the street width are less than what's required by the subdivision. They're requesting to forego the requirement for a sidewalk within the subdivision, saying that the subdivision will be a gated subdivision and they anticipate minimum traffic in the subdivision. And on one of the housing plans, we noticed there was a 4-foot separation instead of a 5-foot separation between the garage and the house. We go to our next slide. These are the typical lot layouts showing 6, 24, 8, and 23, just showing the house. Some of these will have the driveway in the back of the house for a rear entry, and some will have the driveway in the front. Next couple of slides, we're going to be looking at the house elevations and floor plans. This is for lot 5. It's a 4-bedroom plus a loft room. And then if we go to the next slide, lot 23, this is a 4-bedroom house. Next slide. And these are for lot 6 and 24. Lot 6 will be a 4-bedroom plus a bonus room, and then lot 24 will be a 4-bedroom. Next slide. Parking evaluations, we looked at each housing type, took the bedrooms, and if there was a bonus room, the parking requirement, and then we looked at the garage space plus the driveway space. And each of these housing types, they either meet or exceed the parking requirement. Now, in addition, there are going to be, again, 22 overflow parking spaces throughout the subdivision, and also there'll be a golf cart parking area near the common pier entry area. Next slide. Other notes on the PUD, there'll be no vacation rentals. This PUD or subdivision will be built in a single phase. The PUD meets 9 of the 12 PUD design objectives, complies with neighborhood preservation, land use and the future land use. And the common pier will have temporary docking facilities, but no slips for permanent storage. And the next slide were the staff conditions that was presented at Planning Commission. First two just asked for clarification on the master plan, and this PUD will require preliminary and final major subdivision approval. No site runoff shall be blocked by the proposed construction, and adding a note to the grading and drainage plan stating the storm water management facility will be designed to comply with the city requirements, and all designated common areas will be required to be landscaped concurrently with the installation of capital improvements. And if there are any questions.
Any questions?
So there is one pier. Is there anything in there that there will be no other piers with the other two additional houses?
There are residential piers on the individual waterfront lots.
So that's three more piers, and they'll be able to have lifts and permanent storage.
Correct.
The community pier is just for tie-up and no permanent lifts.
No slips at all.
Correct.
I appreciate the effort to save as many trees as possible, but you're removing a lot. Are there any heritage trees being removed? There are.
Speed is here. Woody, would you like to speak?
Woody Speed, environmental specialist for the city. So the heritage trees on site are actually being preserved. They made a pretty good effort to preserve the biggest ones, but you're right, there are a lot of trees coming out. The majority of those are for the capital improvements, so we'll address tree removal.
Yeah, I saw that in that one clump.
Right.
Thank you, Woody.
Yes, ma'am.
Any other questions? Okay, then we'll open the floor. Any comments of it? Questions?
Can I say something here?
Absolutely.
I just appreciate, so when they came to Planning Commission, they did not have any overflow parking.
not, we'll close the public hearing.
I need to say this. I went to that meeting down there. How many people there? 50 people or more? Some of these people came there mad. The mayor did a remarkable job of handling that situation. I finally went over to one lady and said, what are you mad about? I'm just mad. And Mayor, you did an outstanding job. I appreciate what you did that day.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
We must have been at different meetings, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, Alan, I can understand that that area has always been the large lots going out. And if you've been there and you live there, change is difficult. And when it's next to you or it's very close to you, the only reaction sometimes you know to do is to get mad because you don't know what else works. And I mean, I've fought with this PUD, mostly because of where it is and because it's up in Perdido Gates. There's nothing else like it there. You know, I've looked at it 100 different ways on by right versus not by right. Would the oak trees be able to stay? Would they still be able to fit at all? You know, it's a change for that area. And I've heard both sides of the story, and I can understand her pain. And just so, as Facebook and as people always ask us why we do PUDs, and why do PUDs get different setbacks? This is one of the classic situations. I will say thank you for making large lots. You know, when someone comes and wants to squeeze them in 5 feet apart, my flags go up to say there's really a bigger issue here. But these lots meet compliance. You've tried to save trees and had setback areas. And y'all really did do everything you could to make this project a nice project. Thank you.
I agree, Council Member Boyd. I think y'all know my stand on postage stamp lots. But y'all have done a great job of doing 75 width lots and very close to the square footage that's needed. And but I think it's a beautiful project.
Anybody else? Well, I'll go through my disclaimer. A PUD is approved over by right because it offers something to the big picture public good over by right. In this one, there was a lot of trees saved that could not have been saved, heritage trees, had we did allow them to build by right, which we couldn't stop. So I think this was a great example of a PUD working together and coming up with a better plan. Not a plan that allows anyone something more than they should have, but just a better plan to create a bigger project. So, all right, then we'll close the public hearing if there's no one else. All right, moving to ordinances. First reading, ordinance amending number 172, zoning ordinance, Mississippi PUD. Okay. There's no motion, then we'll wait till next meeting to vote. Okay, we will adjourn and immediately go to committee of the whole.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Committee of the whole is called to order. Consider previous minutes, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 6:15:20.
Can I call roll call? I'm sorry. Councilmember Silvers, absent. Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenan?
Here. I guess y'all have the idea I need to be somewhere. So. Consideration of previous minutes, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 6:15:2021. We'll move those forward for review. Under new business resolution authorizing execution of task order, Thompson Engineering. Design, bid, construction, administration services, repair, replacement, Perdido Pass, Seawall Park, $104,000. I'll read them all. Y'all stop me. Resolution authorizing execution of task order Sawgrass, civil design, land surveying, construction engineering, inspection for waterfront, boardwalk, sail camp to GTs, $28,500. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Sawgrass, civil design, land surveying, construction, engineering, inspection, Rosemary Trail Cabins, $45,000. All of those are Phillips
asked. Yes, and they are great projects.
I agree. A resolution authorizing the franchise for Christy LaCole Bishop Hoop, Bama Beach Shuttle, Shuttle Service City Limits, Police Jurisdiction City of Orange Beach. A resolution authorizing the execution of a professional service agreement with McCullough Architecture for Architectural Services. Any questions on any of those? Everybody good? Moving ordinances, set a public hearing for Sunset Park, Lot 25, Porch Encroachment, 8-3-2021. Y'all good with that?
Yep. Yes.
Any questions from Facebook world?
From Pam Mueller, Joni is always talking about heritage trees, and I'm assuming she's talking about large oak trees. Who do you call on weekends to report people that are cutting these large trees down?
Need to call Woody.
Weekends.
Oh, did she say weekends?
Weekends.
On weekends.
I would call the police department.
Police department.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have
747. I'm just kidding. Well, you did it to the governor one time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's just gonna call the police department.
If it's during the week, it would be Woody Speed.
Yeah, what's the number for Woody Speed? Just 981-2610?
Correct.
Okay, 981-2610. On weekends, just call the police department. And what would we do, Chief? Would we just go out and see if they had a permit?
Actually, you can give them my number. It would be better to give them my number. I'm on call. So
For the weekend?
Kit Alexander, 747-1614.
Thank you, Kit.
Thank you, Kit.
And if Kit can't do it, then call the police. But you get with the police, if you would, go through the ordinance, which y'all may already know what the ordinance is, but know when to stop when you don't. Yeah. Well, what we don't want is you guys being in a situation where you're not sure if a tree should be coming down or not. They're there on the weekend and need to get it down, and we mess up their effort, but at the same time, be able to protect it. So, all right. Common sense. I'm sure y'all knew that. But, was that the only question?
That was it.
Okay. For the record, we had flooding in Bear Point today. We had two pumps go down. We have three pumps down there in the Gulf Avenue region low. Tim Tucker, Kit, everybody's down, put our heads together. We're going to upgrade the pump system, hopefully find some grinder type of pumps that will hopefully eliminate trash. That's the problem with the pumps. We're continuing getting loaded up with trash and burning out, or getting the impellers are blocked. So hopefully we find some type of grinder system to minimize the trash and flush it through, upgrade the diameter, shoot some grades on some pipes, and realign those for better flow and greater volume. But we're immediately on the problem, and hopefully, unless parts are backed up, we're going to get it done as quick as possible. So I'll get you an idea. The pumps aren't cheap, but drainage is our job.
Yes.
So that's good with y'all. We're going to move forward.
I would like to mention that Sean
It's just a bad time for two pumps to go down, too. I mean, So anyway, please post that and let everybody know in Bear Point, if you would, Cindy and Mark, that we are on it, okay? Anything, Ken?
Just want everybody to know, on the next council meeting on July 20th, Mayor, you'd approve this. So the chamber is going to invite the Lemonade Day young men and women who are award winners, I guess, and a lot of those are Orange Beach kids.
Yes.
So you'll see a lot of young people here with their families when we first opened the meeting. So if you remember, the lemon drop was here. I don't know if they'll bring that back, but a lot of good kids that had great successful booths.
And our new rec center is open.
Yes.
So spread the word. All right. Well, if there's no one else, then I'm going to ask for a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
All right, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, Philip.
Can we hire your wife?